order for our Wednesday, April 25th at 6:35. Council will come to order. We'll have a roll call vote.
Councilor Briner here.
Dan Varco here.
Stu Martinez here.
Kathy Agin here.
Ken Molnix, Mayor, is here. And the first item is honorariums.
Want me to speak? I'm the one that asked to have it put on. And one of the things that concerned me was that something was brought up in a very, very rapid manner, I felt. And you know, if we're going to put out an honorarium to one of our citizens, I think it's very important that we review the whole thing. And I don't think that we want to just put out something to anybody in town just because they maybe clean up their sidewalk or something. And what I would like to see is if we're going to honor a person, especially a high level honor, that whoever wants to have the city put out that honor, come before the council, explain their reasons, tell all the things that were done, and the council would then approve it and direct somebody to write the award or honorarium or whatever. And once that's done, bring it back to the council, have it read on the council floor and in the council's packet ahead of time so they can read it. And if it's approved, then make a good presentation of it. And to me, if you do it too rapidly, it gets to the point where the community thinks that, hey, it really doesn't mean anything. We want something that's thoroughly thought out and that we give something a really good honor. Now, there's a difference between the city honoring a citizen for all of the things that they do in the community and for their advancing the city itself, and a national organization coming and saying, hey, we want you to pass this, that you approve this week's honor or something like that. I'm talking about the things that we do for citizens of the city. And if we don't take the time to do it right, then it demeans the value of it. That's my opinion.
I think what you're talking about is a policy.
Exactly.
And there's, I just Googled one last time we had a meeting real quick, and there was a policy from a town that looked really good, and I think there's probably lots of examples and things that we could put together. And I agree that it should be done in a process that's consistent, you know, and so that the public has an opportunity to submit, and we approve or don't approve whatever they submit, and do it in a methodical manner. And so I'm with you. I think it's probably, you know, whoever wants to be involved could, I guess, do it. I don't think it's too tough as long as we come up with something that works and everybody likes it.
I don't think we need to reinvent the wheel, but wheels are different. They have different holes in them and different spokes. Mm-hmm. So you take the wheel and design it to meet our needs.
Yep.
That's my personal opinion.
Yep, sounds good.
Stu's thinking, I'm waiting.
Well, no, I agree, and that, you know, I said that the last time when this was brought up, is that they're not to be handed out like Tootsie Rolls. They're something, they're like Stephen's flag upstairs. There's something that that person is going to take home and cherish, and it's something that the city can take pride in doing. And you know, there's a difference between a proclamation, a certificate of
recognition
or appreciation. You know, there's all different types of things. And you know, I emailed the mayor and asked him if I could look at his proclamation before it went public, and then it was scaled back to
recognition.
Recognition, thank you. And when I looked at it, it had all the formalities of a proclamation. And so I took it upon myself to look online and find the recognition and send it back to the mayor and said, this is what I think the city needs to send or use, because again, I go back to the organizations. They're the ones that need to formally recognize their individuals. And yes, the city does have an obligation to support the different organizations by reinforcing it. But whether it's a proclamation, an appreciation or gratitude, whatever it be, yes, there does need to be a policy in place. But it's like we were saying up there looking at that flag. These are things that are special and only happen in this person's lifetime once. And if we start handing them out left and right, then they lose that meaning. Yeah. So I hate to make a big deal out of it, but you know, it's part of our history, and you know, the city is going to be faced with a lot more of these coming down the road. Another example, are we going to do something for Justin now that he's leaving? You know, or do we give it to, you know, the business owner that keeps the snow off the sidewalk? You know, what, and I know it does, there should be criteria for them, and I know I'm probably going overboard with it, but those are probably bad examples. But, okay, I've rattled on. Thank you.
Kathy, any comments?
No, I think his point is well taken, and I believe it should have substance, and it should have the value of something extraordinary, like once in a lifetime, something. Because other things with recognition, appreciation, there are several ways that you could look at it, but I think for some things that has to have the value, the substance, so it doesn't become like a supermarket employee of the month gets a free parking spot, you know.
There's one other thing too, you know. I personally feel that I have already received all the recognition I deserve for being on the council, and it's hanging on the wall right out there. And in years to come, my family can come to the city of Lapine, walk in the city hall, and see my name on that plaque, and know that I was here at that time. And hopefully that plaque's going to be here for a long time. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all the recognition I feel that I deserve for the time that I've served on this council. And I really appreciate that more than anything else you can do. That's how I feel about it.
I'll chime in. I'll go back to a time when we did the charter. And our staff at that time, the city manager, took all of these charters and did a presentation and showed what those look like and talked about the different features, aspects, and how they approached each one. I would encourage you, and I've done a lot of this, but I would encourage you, but first let me qualify that. At our last council meeting, I totally agreed that we need a policy. I think a policy will put this to bed. You know, I think we need to visit the idea around what constitutes and what doesn't. That'll be, and that's where I'm speaking to the idea that you look at a bunch of these policies and you pull things apart to make one to fit this community. Mm-hmm. And believe me, it'll get put to bed instantly. You will find on the internet, and I've been to about at least 12 or 14 cities, and every one of them has one. And they have just a little bit different here and there and that, but they're all the same. They're basically all the same. And they actually originate, 90% of them originate from the community. So I agree, we don't want to trivialize anything. And I have to say, when I look back at the proclamations that have gone on, I don't think there's a time that there was any trivialization. So I really believe that, I sent out an email a couple days ago, or maybe yesterday, whatever. I brought this up to the city manager in the middle of last year, because I knew we needed a policy. His comments to me were that, Ken, I don't have time to be dealing with that. When you get the new city manager, that's the time that you can do something like that, and you live with it until then. And about 4, 5, 6 weeks ago, we got a new city manager.
So you're saying that Rick sold me down the river?
And you don't know how many times yet. But anyway, make a long story short, I think all the council has seen the email I sent out. It had nothing to do with deliberation or trying to convince anybody of anything, just stating the facts that I proceeded on the fact that the last council meeting, the council said, we're already into this, we need a policy, so just get past this, and I proceeded on that. I worked with St. Vincent de Paul and carried the idea that let's consider changing this to a certificate of recognition, you know, and he agreed. The other one, and you have one, you have both these, I think. The other one, just to be at a point, it had not gotten to a point that somebody had the document or the idea or other than anything but the idea. And so I basically put a recommended that they wait, because the city was in the process of figuring out that they needed a policy, and once the policy's in place, then we'll have a guidelines on how to do it. So I think the conversation about what, where, when, why, who, and how will come out in the policy, and I'm not going to elaborate on it. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with some of the ideas around what should constitute the event that triggers a proclamation. I think that could come for any number of reasons, from exalted level down to a very unique situation that involves an individual. And we can very easily figure that out each time. While we establish some guidelines, we can still put our turn on it, because I would think that we are going to get that ahead. I mean, it would come to the council based upon the policies that the person that wants to do one will follow. So, again, that'll all work out. And I liked the process. It was so dynamic and involved, where Rick put this whole process of different cities and how they approach charters. And I think if we charged our staff to go off and say, get a bunch of these and bring them in here, and let's have a work session where we can go through it just like we did. Because that I think it was a 9-member council or commission, the charter committee, I mean, they could see what they liked and what they didn't like and that part. It would give us a place to start and a place to craft. And I think it'd get us right there pretty quick.
Well, Mr. Mayor, just so that you understand my position, I thought that what we did last time was cut and dried. I mean, I thought that was just going to go forward, and my idea was we've already made that decision, everybody seemed to agree on it at the last council meeting, that should just go right on as planned. However, from this point on, we need to develop a plan. We need to develop certain rules and regulations and how we're going to go from here. That was my idea.
I think. Well, and I was going to be fine with it too until I was told it was going to be changed to a recognition or
letter of a certificate of recognition.
Yeah, and then I get a proclamation. So that's when I started asking questions.
Okay, I think that is still a letter of recognition. It takes away the whole idea of anybody saying, "Oh, I got a proclamation." There are some whereases and whereabouts.
That's all it is, and proclamation.
No, that doesn't say proclamation.
It says, "Be it proclaimed."
Be it proclaimed.
I don't know where she went. She probably swam off.
So. I mean,
you know, you guys, I know the pain you're going through. This is like the cross along the highway that ODOT and IdahoDOT and everyone else fights, and then pretty soon, you know, we'll have them out there for the guy that's injured in a car wreck. And where do you have the debate? This is a discussion you need. It's a policy you need to come up with, but it's all out of warmth and good, and that's what makes it harder to do. I think if you had, Steve, you could, whatever, I don't know, but proclamations are going to, it's kind of like that's an ordinance. Certificate of appreciation is a resolution. And then you could have a letter of appreciation. It's kind of like a motion. In other words, say someone says an eighth grader did something good. You can almost whip out a letter that says the city of Lapine, you know, appreciates the hard work you did for XYZ. It's just simply on your letterhead. You don't even put much, don't worry about whether you think he worked hard enough. You know, it's kind of that lowest level. Then you get to the certificate. I think that these then can be for the normal run of the day. People that served on boards and commissions and did things good in the community, you want to thank. Something that you could get with our logo, you can make that logo a little bigger, but it's got our logo and our colors, and this is the right path. All you do is plug in their name and the group, and you print it out on the color machine. You keep some of those little black plaque, you know, the little thingies you stick them in. Frames, the little cheapy frames, you know, that type of thing. And then you have that much more when you get to the proclamation, a whole set of rules, and you can have that divided between statewide or community proclamations, which aren't subject to an individual. Mm-hmm. Big difference. National Breast Cancer Awareness, they want you to do a proclamation. See, pick your topic, some veterans proclamation. You know, those you put through. Because there's national, state, or regional type things. You do get those requests. It's National Boy Scout Week. You know, that type of stuff. But when you get to an individual, then you have a process that has to start very low, but you got to make sure, whatever you come up with, that it's easy to give them this. What if someone applied and said, I think that pick your person in town should have a proclamation and is going to come before the council. You cannot hold that debate there. Mm-hmm. Who's going to vote and say, well, mm-hmm, I don't want to give them a proclamation. That just isn't going to happen very well. And so you need something that has these standards set in. Give out lots of letters of thanks and appreciation, quite a few occasional certificates of appreciation, and proclamations for individuals should be fairly rare.
Exactly.
Probably.
Exactly.
You know, that's, did that mean one a month, 10 a year, 5 a year, 2 a year? The officer, your fireman gets killed, like what happened with him? Yeah. I mean, that rises to that. there's probably some other people occasionally, but boy, you got to be very careful because you'll hurt feelings, step on toes, and there's a lot of people doing a lot of hard work out here in a lot of ways, and you can't proclaim them all.
More like Pat Yeager, you know, that would be one I think the whole community would just boom right there, and the one that we had for James. Those are what. Okay, I said it quiet.
But I'll bet that there's a lot of cities that have pop, don't you? I mean,
oh yeah, they do. You go on the internet, go to a city, and go to their website, and they're there.
It's pretty cookie cutter, I think.
From and what
and they've got different. They've got the different categories. So I mean, we, you know, we can charge staff to go pull some of those in, and then we'll have a work session one day, and we'll start working through it.
Yeah, I think that's good.
You know, it's no different than the military. They have all kinds of awards. You know, you have the Medal of Honor, and then you have the Distinguished Service Cross, and then you have the Silver Star, and then you have the Order of Merit, and then you have the Bronze Star, and so on, so gradations, depending upon, you know, honorarium. And, you know, that's what I hear you folks saying, is that you want to be able to distinguish. And then you've got also the issue of initiator. I mean, if some group comes forth and says we want to honor breast cancer, then you obviously are going to initiate something to affirm support. But on the other hand, if you're going to initiate something that's special for someone, then I think you need to collaborate and be in an agreement. We saw that with the county commission when they came here the first night I was here and wore you folks the clock out in your hallway just to show you how special you were and how special this place was. That's the kind of special thing that you want to be mm-hmm. able to acknowledge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we can do it. Mm-hmm. Come up with something. But again, as Rick points out, there's a subjectivity to this too. Each of us has our own different perspective. And we saw it at the last work session, the one before, about logos. You know, it's a very subjective thing. You know, and it's hard to have everybody have the same level of subjectivity. You're all going to see things a little bit different.
That's right.
That's what makes the world go round.
Yep.
The last point about proclamations are, is we all know we issued a proclamation for Cleanup Day last year.
Yes.
And that should be a resolution.
Why? I think it fits a proclamation perfectly. You're proclaiming that it's an annual event, or you're proclaiming an event, and it fit last year. To me, it fits this year. And we are approaching the 2nd of June.
Rapidly.
And see, I wasn't here last year to debate that.
Yeah, and I looked at those, if they were community-based, I think your trouble gets into specific people more so than community-based. You know, we did it for the football team.
Yes, we did.
You know, you had the whole football team came down here. You filled the room with the coach. Those kids came up to the microphone. There's a learning process in that. There's all kinds of things. There's no harm to me when it's a broader. But if we picked out one football player to proclaim, that's what gets you into trouble. But now, Stu, your opinion, maybe even not to do those kind of proclamations. You could do a resolution, I guess.
I think the idea of a proclamation, the declaration of it, carries something, and I think it very well fit what the community could expect it to be for that kind of event. You know, the city. I mean, that's a valuable thing that we have, is our education, our high school, and all of that youth wrapped into this one one event that the city proclaims, this is that day. And that's what it, you know, that's what you do with a proclamation is you proclaim generally a day. So I see that very fitting for like that kind of event. And also for the cleanup day, because it's involving the whole community. And the city is proclaiming that this is good.
Frontier Days too?
No.
That's good for the community.
I think that's closer to the commercial side of something. I mean, there's just a piece that doesn't even make that feel good.
Senior Day.
Oh, they probably have those.
You've already said you've got all of the rewards you want.
I'm just one senior. We're talking about all the seniors in the community. That's, we'll invite them all down here.
We'll go there.
Well, if you did that, you'd be discriminating against the boomers.
Because we're not seniors.
That's right.
I'm sorry for you, and may you get there.
No, we're boomers. We'll never get there.
I would like to proceed along.
I was being facetious.
I know you were. I know you were. We all knew you were. I'd like to proceed along to the idea that we have a consensus that we're gonna develop a policy. The staff's going to bring along a whole collection of ideas, and
just do research. They may not have to bring a whole bunch of ideas.
Well, if there's some common
things. That's what I mean. I'm talking about go and do the research, mm-hmm. but they could bring those that they find, so that when we saw them, we could see the different elements. And have a better opportunity to say, "Oh, wow, that's what I feel this is." And if you had a half a dozen of those that had some mixed elements in it, like I know there's one in Colorado that had a list of the awards, you know, from proclamation down to, you know, three or four or five, and so by seeing all of that as a collection of information. Each person might find in there exactly in one of those or in several of those exactly what their feel for a policy really is. So I agree, saying the same thing. Okay. Notwithstanding Stu's alternative idea, I would like to proceed with.
I'll be back.
For this last situation, this certificate of recognition.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, it's done, and I think it's something, you know, none of us put together a policy before, and we were kind of going by the seat of our pants. It's in motion, and we need to get it done and get behind it, and we've spent a lot of time on it, and. Quite frankly, I like the look of this just from the look, because it looks custom. It looks more
official.
Well, I don't know if official is the word.
Legal?
More formal. It just looks like a formal thing. If I had this hanging on my, I'd rather have this hanging on my wall than this, just because it looks more important. But in the future, whatever our policy, but I would support just going with this and being done with it.
I agree with that, because I thought that's what we'd agreed to last meeting. As far as I'm concerned, that's what you go.
Agreed? Nope.
I would entertain a motion to accept this as the document we'll proceed forward with.
Do we vote on work sessions?
What's that?
Do we vote?
No, but you can kind of give a direction.
Well,
we got a direction.
Yeah. Well, if it's a proclamation or something, needs a vote, doesn't it? I mean, it says...
Well, yes, if it needs a vote, then you can't vote here.
No.
No. You need to bring it up. the regular meeting.
Well, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Because this is needed this coming Saturday. Okay? How would you feel about changing the word proclaimed?
I think that your line of reasoning is good, and that is, if you can't vote, then you ought to, if you have unanimity on something, then you don't have to have a vote, and you just take an action to say, let's get this done.
You could just do that, get rid of that whole line, and just say, start out with your whereas is.
Yeah. How about be it known?
I think be it recognized, and take out the whereas, be it recognized Joy Croker has been, and Joy Croker has been, and Joy Croker, and so I, Ken Molinex, Mayor.
So the formal language bothers you, because
that, yeah.
Because of what?
Because that's more of the official.
So it could kind of come from the mayor more as a personal thing, and not necessarily.
Well, it appears to me like that's the way it comes right now. It doesn't say it comes from the council. It says that the mayor proclaimed it.
City of Lapine.
It says the city of Lapine, but it doesn't say that any place in here doesn't have the council in it. Not one word about the council.
Can you put something like in special recognition of Joy Croker down here in her...
Okay, just go with it. Just go with it.
All right, and then at the next, you know, I'll bring you back something. I'll ask the Landmarks Commission to get together and work on this honorarium. How's that?
There you go.
Sounds to me like you've got consensus.
All right. The next item on the agenda is review of Lapine Fire District Strategic Plan.
This was just sent over to us for our review. There's no staff report on it. It's just more of an information item that says that, you know, here's their goals and objectives and I guess and their priorities and value systems, and they want you to be aware of them and cognizant of them, and I can imagine that there was some issues with something that's said here. And they probably want to hear from you as part of having sent it over to you. But it's more for information only, unless there's an issue.
It looks like it's for information.
Mm-hmm. That's what I took it for.
Yeah. I don't know that it requires a response.
No, it doesn't.
Stu, you would have a feel for that.
No, they do this annually.
Okay.
They just send something out.
Any further comments on it?
It's a lot of good information in it.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Yes.
Other issues, concerns?
No, we did provide some documents I like as we construct things to give you a heads up on different things. We provided for you an events plan, which is goal is to minimize liability and improve safety here in the community. Generally, every city has an events plan application that gets filled out. And we constructed this a couple days ago, and we've had a couple uses for it. And interestingly, the county has an events plan, and I received a copy of it where they had endorsed some event here in Lapine on behalf of us through the county, And so I just sent over an email here about an hour ago that said, oh, by the way, we now have an events plan, so when folks come to you and seek your advice about events, advise them that they also have event issues that need to be attended to here in the community. And this is just a risk management tool. It just advises people that when you go to do something, we want to know the nature of it. We want to know that the various public agencies that might be involved are alerted. And also, we want you to have us as a named insured. So if there's a liability or an accident or injury, that we don't have some claim against us because we were cognizant of something or tacitly endorsed something that caused accident or injury, and we had made them had them name us as a named insured. Okay, so it's just a risk management tool. If you've got any input to it, I would certainly like to hear what it is, and then we can make modifications. It's probably a work in progress as we understand more the nature of the events that will occur here. We'll probably modify it to reflect, just a real omnibus type application that can accommodate anyone and everyone. But it's just, you need to have it. If you don't have it, you have a liability. Yes?
Is there any way we could coordinate this with the county? It's kind of onerous when you're putting on an event, especially if it's on any event, to go through all this stuff. And having done them with the chamber, you got a lot of stuff to go through the county, and then if you had to go through the city too, I think it's great, but we kind of have advocated for this one-stop shopping and trying to make things better and easier for people. I wonder if there isn't a way where we could coordinate it better so it could actually be passed through the city and the county and accommodate that in one or something.
No, and again, that's a good idea. I was of the persuasion we need to have something out now. Okay, county's covered, city isn't covered. It behooves us to have the city covered. And then as a second step, okay, is there a way that there's a seamless document between city and county to the extent possible? And there's no reason I can't get together with the county and come up with something that minimizes the differences between the two agencies and what their requirements are.
If we're going to have an event plan and the event is going to be within the city limits of Lapine,
yeah.
What does the county have to say about it?
County roads.
Yeah. Two things. There will always be a county in the city by virtue of them having features or faculties or infrastructure in our city. And the county, city is in the county anyway, okay. But I want to make sure that we're covered, because just because they're covering the county roads in the city doesn't mean they're covering anything else.
Yeah.
And I was trying to fill in the gap, but I agree that there should be as seamless a gap as possible. Okay. So I'll put that on the workbook here, someplace. Okay, and I think another thing that I wanted you to be aware of is we've had terrific cooperation with the county on Huntington Road and the issues of traffic conflict. And Chris Doty, who's the roads director, came out with George Polk, who's the county engineer, and they spent about a half an hour with me in the parking lot at St. Vincent de Paul's at lunchtime, and watched the migration of students from the high school over to Bi-Mart, and acknowledged that there were any number of things that needed to be done in terms of traffic remedy to resolve not just the children and the migration associated with them, but the driveway entrances, the speeds, the signage, water issues on the roadway, and just in general the condition of the roadway. And so one of the next steps in all of that, which was enumerated in a letter that you've all received, was a traffic study, or a speed study for Huntington. And specifically a speed study for Huntington from Burgess Road southward to Highway 97. And so George Cole sent me over an illustration, and you have that, that shows how the speed limit is out there, which is just the site of Demolition Derby, and then asking for the city's counterproposal, what it ought to be. Because I guess in the scheme of things, it's very helpful for them to seek an ODOT study, because interestingly, ODOT controls the speeds on all the roads, even if they're in the city. And so they're initiating a speed study for Lapine on our behalf, which was generous of them. And so I want you to see what I'd come back with as some suggested speeds for different stretches of Huntington south of Burgess, just to make sure we're all on the same path as to where potentially the posting should be. Because there'll be people that'll be upset with a reduction in speed limit on Huntington because they're in a big hurry to get to that post office at 92 miles an hour.
Or to school.
Or to school. But you know, we've got seniors strategically placed along that roadway, and we have youth strategically placed along that roadway, and we're becoming urban in a hurry. And when you add all the complexities, it just makes sense to slow the speed down a little bit. Okay? So I want you to see that, feel comfortable with it. And if you weren't, then we could always modify it for comfort level.
Well, after looking at what we saw that day that we were out there, and then the conversation that this city manager and I had about he came around the corner there and there was a state highway patrolman or an Oregon State Policeman sitting in the parking lot watching the senior center watching the traffic. He said he's been doing it for 12 years. And he knows exactly what the speed is going to be coming through there. And I've actually been watching my speed all of a sudden remember that, oh, this is where I want to watch it. And guess what? It's exactly what the cop's been finding.
Yeah.
Now,
45, 50, coming off of that curb past Memorial.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So... You're right. I really like this effort.
Steve, have you driven that stretch that's pink there, that northern part at 45? Have you tried that?
Oh yeah, five people have passed you before.
Right, and that is, there's an irony, and that is that the state has purposely slowed the speed down south of Burgess for the first half mile to 45, knowing that you're in an urban area, and it's getting more urban as you progress southward, and therefore it should be 45. But then all of a sudden it's like, okay, now we're unconscious again.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it. And so then everybody goes for it, and then you say, okay, well then the same logic should apply once they get down to Crescent Creek though. Mm-hmm. They'll slow it down again, but that same logic doesn't apply, which is one of your denser neighborhoods, and instead everybody in Crescent Creek is left to their own devices to figure out how to get in and get out of there with some level of safety. Mm-hmm. And I certainly have a lady here in the audience can affirm that. And so the thought was, well, hey, let's just leave it at 45 until we get closer, mm-hmm. but then let's get it down to 40, and let's get it down to 30, because I think part of the reason that they're still doing 55 when they hit the senior center at Victory is because they really haven't had enough time mentally to process that you need to